It's a new era for Hungary. Péter Modyar is set to take his oath as prime minister inside Budapest's neo-Gothic parliament. He has called on Hungarians to mark the day with a huge party, celebrating the end of the Orbán era.
We must immediately begin putting our country back in order, bringing home EU funds, restarting the economy, and improving public services, as well as healing the wounds caused over recent decades, reunifying the Hungarian nation, and of course, ensuring justice, so that those who committed the crimes of the previous system are held accountable.
Modyar center-right Tisza Party will hold a two-thirds supermajority in parliament, enough to change the constitution without support from other parties. That gives Modyar the power to push through major institutional reforms after years in which outgoing nationalist Viktor Orbán used his own supermajorities to reshape Hungary's courts, media landscape, and electoral system. One of the incoming government's main goals is to unlock 17 billion euros in EU funds for Hungary, frozen during Orbán's tenure over rule of law and corruption concerns. Modyar has also promised to set up an office to investigate and recover public funds allegedly misused under previous governments, and to suspend the public media's news service until unbiased coverage can be ensured.
We must get the Hungarian economy back on track. We need to bring EU funds home and build a prosperous country, a functioning and humane country.
Orbán long served as a self-proclaimed thorn in the EU side, while also moving Hungary closer to Moscow. Modyar is expected to be less hostile to Ukraine than his predecessor, but he remains cautious. He opposes sending Hungarian weapons or troops to Kyiv and rejects fast-tracking Ukraine's EU membership. To symbolize Hungary's shift, the Tisza party said it would once again fly the EU flag on parliament, taken down in 2014 by the Orbán government.